Alrighty, thank you everyone for coming to this open house for the 2024 Buffalo Land Use Plan update. My name is Jacob Cody. I am a land use planner with Interstate Engineering, contracted to help out with this project, and we've been planning with the city for the last few years here. Manny Rodriguez is a GIS specialist and has been doing a lot of great work with a lot of the maps that you'll see here tonight and contributing as a native Buffaloan. I'm out of our Red Lodge office there, so I've been coming down more frequently lately. But anyway, I appreciate all of you attending. Our hope tonight is to receive some feedback from members of the community on what we've been working on. The Buffalo Land Use and Planning Commission and ourselves, along with Terry, the head building inspector and planner for the City of Buffalo, have been putting together a series of thoughts based on what the city has done in the past, based on past plans for the city, existing needs, sentiments brought forward to us from residents in past meetings about what the city could really be considering in this land use plan update, and then kind of trying to make sure that whatever recommendations we provide are best practice considered best practices by professional planners, especially in this region, because we all know that every community is unique, and what works in Buffalo, New York isn't going to work in Buffalo, Wyoming. My in-laws are from Buffalo, New York, and it's a great place, but it's not Buffalo, Wyoming. So anyway, as the lead planner on this project in particular, I'm happy to answer questions. Terry knows everything that's been going on. He's happy to answer questions. Sorry. He is now officially happy to answer questions, if he wasn't already, which I'm sure he was. And Manny is as well, as our GIS specialist. If you have any questions about the maps in particular, I encourage you to bug him about it. We associated a lot of this project with a recent capital improvements plan, or CIP, that Interstate Engineering completed for the City of Buffalo. Part of that project was the creation of a GIS application mapping program. Essentially, you're able to go online, and just like you would look at Google Maps, you can look at the different capital improvements projects that the city has identified as appropriate and necessary for the city moving forward. So we tried to make sure that we were incorporating all the work that went into identifying those capital improvement plans into this land use plan, because it's unrealistic to declare a certain land use appropriate or necessary if the infrastructure isn't going to be there to back it up, or if the investment to install that infrastructure is just exceedingly expensive. So we try to make sure that we use all those tools to balance the recommendations that we have thus far in this draft plan. And I do emphasize the word draft. We've come a really long way on this, but we are not yet done. We really want your feedback to be a part of the final draft. So what we're looking for tonight is, if you have any questions, please feel free to ask them. Please take a look at some of the different maps that we have around the room right now. On this side, we have the water and sewer infrastructure maps for the City of Buffalo. These are drawn maybe not directly off of the application, but maybe off the same ArcGIS file,
yep.
Somewhere thereabouts. So these are kind of what you're going to see if you're looking at that GIS application. Really encourage you to look at some of the detail on these maps, and what went into making them is pretty remarkable and can be really helpful when planning for a city. On this side, we have two maps that we've created through this process. One titled Zoning versus Current Use Conflicts, and one titled Urban Growth Boundary. And I'll explain a little bit about what these are, because a title can only say so much about a map. This Zoning versus Current Use Conflict, the way that we created this map was we overlaid the city's existing zoning districts, the zoning classifications designated for each parcel, and we compared that to what the county assessor's office says is actually going on the parcel. So it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, every single one of these properties is getting a letter tomorrow. In fact, none of them are getting any letters anytime soon, as far as I'm aware, at least not for this purpose. But it was kind of our way of identifying that, hey, if we're really going to talk about land use, how are our current land uses being reflected by our current regulations? Do the regulations make sense for what's going on in the community? Does it make sense for what the community needs to see? Manny, again, as with all these maps, he put this together. Either of us are happy to answer questions, but if you have technical know-how, I pretty much reached the limit on that one tonight in terms of this map. This map over here, the urban growth boundary map, was our iteration of looking at which parcels, based on the information that we have from the capital improvements plan, which parcels are either adjacent to immediately or within a very reasonable distance of existing infrastructure, municipal infrastructure, and which parcels are in larger chunks, you know, perceptibly a little bit more straightforward to subdivide. So again, these are exercises that we have used in our efforts to compose a holistic and practical land use plan. We didn't think that going into a project with a broad and vague recommendation that the city do X, Y, Z would make a lot of sense unless you can point at a map and say, well, how about here? Well, maybe here. Well, this is our chance to receive a little bit of feedback on some of those exercises. If any of these make sense, if any of them don't. Please leave messages on any of these boards. I have these sticky notepads. We have one on each corner of this desk with a couple of pens. Please go ahead and write your thoughts and put them on the board. If you're running out of room for comments, first of all, nicely done, because we want more comments, the better. But we'll figure it out when we get there. If you have any comments that aren't directly related to what's on any of the maps, please feel free to use one of these cards here. These are non-sticky notes, just little, I don't even know what to call them, to-do notes. Go ahead and pull them up, drop them in here. If you want a little bit of follow-up, please feel free to put your phone number or your email on them. I'll get back to you the best I can with any questions you might have about the plan. If you don't want to ask me in person tonight, or if we're looking for a little bit more detail, or you have a thought as I'm busy talking with someone else here. So we want to make sure that we're answering questions about the plan here. We want to make sure that we're receiving feedback. The land use plan itself is in draft form. We sent it out this morning for a little bit of review. We'll be talking about it tomorrow. But in the meantime, I have here scrolling on the televisions some basic information about the rest of the plan that's not on any of these maps. So I try to include, well, you can see the table of contents, and then talking a little bit more simpler descriptions of what exactly is in this plan, what it is that we're trying to do. And the next slide, right, is the executive summary. So you can go ahead and read through this if you would like. I set it at 20 seconds. If we need to just keep pausing it on this, that's totally fine. I really took a wild guess at how long. I didn't even try to read it in 20 seconds, so we'll see if that works. Does anyone have any questions about the format of this open house? The hope is that people will have conversations amongst yourselves, with us, asking questions, leaving comments. You're more than welcome to stay seated if you would like. But this is not really the type of format for like question and answer. I don't know if you guys have ever watched The West Wing, and like they have to stand at the podium and answer all the questions from the press corps. That's a terrifying feeling for me, and we're getting a little closer right now, so if we can mill around while we talk, it's a lot better. So if anyone has any questions about the format right now, let me know. Otherwise, we can get started. Please feel free to stand up, mill around, read the board a little closer, ask us questions. Tell me a good joke. We're going to get a beer.
I'm a little confused if it's not question and answer. How do we ask a question?
Well, you can just ask me a question. What I'm saying is I don't want everyone on that side of the room to sit as I just stand here and monologue.
Right.
What I'm hoping for a little bit more is, you know, as I give an answer, a discussion occurs based off of that. Or, you know, three people stand around a map and talk about something. Then, you know, Jacob, why'd you do that? Have an answer question. I don't want to sound like I'm trying to do that. I just would rather have a more conversational approach to it. And that way people are a little bit more engaged with everything that is going on around here instead of just doing it. So if you have a question right now, I think
probably my question, the reason I'm here, is I want to know if what you're planning affects just the current city limits or at what radius of Buffalo this affects.
Yeah, that's a really good question. That is something that is part of the plan. So you can see it goes two slides earlier. We have been working with Johnson County as they are rewriting their comprehensive land use plan, and as the city of Buffalo works to rewrite its whole comprehensive plan, we we kind of thought it was a perfect timing opportunity to try and figure out how do we make sure that the county is doing what the county wants to do, the city's doing what the city wants to do, and that they're complementary uses. So right now, the county, without zoning, there is no mechanism by which the city is able to provide direct input on land uses in the county. And so right now, any highlighted areas you might see that are in unincorporated areas are merely for consideration. And they have no, and by the way, nothing in the land use plan is regulatory. It is a policy document that is meant to be advisory and meant to guide future land use decisions, not to mandate them. So anything that you see outside of the city limits, the definitions are not going to be any specific types of land uses. We're simply saying, this looks like it makes sense to talk to the county about one day, you know, annexing this direction or that. It's not talked about, oh, we're gonna put some homes over here. It's just, well, based on the infrastructure systems in place and based on some feedback that we've received, this makes sense to us. But again, this is the opportunity we want to hear back. Does this actually make sense?
Well, I guess, like I said, the reason I'm here is that I was always under the understanding that there was a mile and a half radius of Buffalo that would fall under a land use plan from the city. Mm-hmm. And since I'm not able to vote for the city or the commissioners, mm-hmm. or the city council, I don't really know that they have any right to tell me what to do with my property if I can't vote.
Nice.
And the county has no zoning, although they say they have no zoning, but this sure smells of zoning. And one of the things that I've felt all the way along, and I've been an anti-zoning person for 20 years, is that there are people that don't want zoning. And probably 90% of the people that move here came from someplace zoned. And if it was wonderful, they would have stayed. So what I'm getting at is I do think it all comes down to land values and how we're going to make everything better and all the neighbors are going to get along and all that. And the fact of the matter is there's people that want to buy property that is not zoned. Mm-hmm. And that does increase value.
So none of this is about zoning. We're not talking about zoning the county. We're not talking about changing zoning regulations in the city. This is a policy document. It might include some recommendations for within and incorporated city limits. This plan does not make that decision. That is up to the planning and zoning commissioners and the city councilors to make that decision. They are not going to be able to influence the land use designation. A year and a half radius designation is only for policy recommendation. Again,
okay.
Just like this, right? They can't tell you what's
going on. There's quite a few neighbors here on Upper Kirkwood Road that are concerned.
Yeah, and
what's going to happen. And that's our area.
Of course, yeah. And I'm glad to ask the question. I hope that clarifies a little bit.
I think it would like to have something in writing stating that.
Yeah.
Because I have seen in the past for covenants, for example,
sure.
that the county commissioners have previously signed off on that they did not enforce. Mm-hmm. And I'm not entirely trusting of government.
Sure. So the land use plan's inability to create regulation or otherwise, the reason that this land use plan can't create law is written into Wyoming code, state code. So legally, the city can't make this. Nor can any city in the state make a land use plan mandatory. It's not allowed. And that's the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a document that just is a roadmap for, in this case, land use plan, comprehensive plan for really everything that the city wants to do. But in this case, this is intended to be a guiding document for conversations that take place next year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Ideally, the plan is updated as the situations change. You know, we all know the world is in a dynamic place, and if something's different, then you know the government should recognize that and adjust. But this is policy only. This is not regulatory.
So this is basically going to cover anything that's already in the city limits and plotted out in the city limits. Any areas that might possibly come into the city limits later on would have to form an improvement district, or how would they do that? Like, for example, Richardson Park.
Yeah, so that's a good question. Richardson Park would have to form some sort of special improvement district if they're wanting water and sewer. And when we look at this plan that we're doing, it is mostly adjacent or already contiguous to the city. There is a memorandum out there in the county that within a 1 mile buffer zone, if it's a large subdivision of a certain size, the city, and they're wanting city infrastructure, water and sewer, then of course, yes, the city has a say in what's going on.
But the city has refused outside water taps or inside that.
Yeah, and they reserve the right to do that. They have the reserved right to say no to anyone. What this is more, we're looking at some of the bigger parcels that would be big development, big subdivisions. We're not trying to gobble up your house, your neighbor's house, your neighbor's house, and annex in. That's not what this is about. We're not. All we're doing is projecting where would be the growth areas closest
to
the
think, like I say, I do think that, you know, when you talk to the Rich Department, the perfect example of poor planning.
Right.
I mean, we got roads that aren't finished. We've got two closed houses for septic.
Right.
And it was all approved by the county. And it's never been completed. We've got Rose Acres out there that was in bankruptcy and everything happened along there. So I think there's a lot of, the county probably has a lot of in-house cleaning they need to do before they start talking about anybody else. But you've got to understand that people are nervous. We're paying really high taxes. And in my particular situation, and there's a couple other people here, we bought our land from the state of Wyoming. We have a patented deed. We have no subdivision. And that's valuable to me.
Sure.
Anything that comes in that will affect my use can be declared a taking.
Right.
And
I would like to reemphasize that this is not a regulatory document, and none of the policies are for eminent domain on any properties within or without a city.
But years ago, we did do an improvement district on Upper Third Creek for flood control.
Sure.
And the NRCS worked with us for a series of years. And we had it right down to the bottom because the county proceeded to put a road turnaround in Clear Creek Road that blocked the natural drainage of Sand Creek. We went through 3 to 4 years and I don't know how many thousands of dollars worth of government study. And the nuts fell out of the tree the last week and blew it out. So we've never made anything past that. But I do think that flood control is very serious for Johnson County.
Sure.
And I think that's something, and that's public safety. I think the, I'm just looking at your colors and I look at the big blue and I look at the big green. And I'm seeing, you know, I'm not very far from that. So that's where I'm at. Just a concern.
No, I appreciate it. That's exactly the types of questions we're hoping to answer.
Thank
so
you.
Hopefully we answer them satisfactorily. So.
And I can tell you on the floodplain zone, they're actually, we are, Johnson County's next on the list for an updated flood map. And so Kim Johnson with the state, we're on the list. We've been told within the next.
Well, NRHCS has everything you would ever want.
Yeah, but they don't. So our FEMA flood map is from 1984, I believe, is when it was published, and it's on a gray and white piece of paper. So they're going to work to update that. We've been told that's coming, which may make some folks mad because you may end up in a floodplain that you were not in before, and now you have insurance and everything else that you got to buy for that floodplain. But that's another issue.
I was going to say that's. The city has no wherewithal.
Yeah, what recourse do we have on that? Now we're talking Fed.
Right. Yeah, which we're not talking about any of that right now. That's just, I just threw that out there that they are working on
that. That's a good scare.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Derek.
<Sir.
laughs> if anyone else has any questions for the good of the order, please feel free to ask them. Otherwise, enjoy the maps, leave comments, ask questions. Open a tab for the inquiries, you know, whatever you want. Oh, by the way, for anyone who wants to use those QR codes, I'm realizing the auto scroll may not be the best thing while I'm starting out, but those QR codes, one is going to take you to that capital improvements plan GIS dashboard that I mentioned earlier, so you can use it on your phone, you can play around with it there if you want. The other one is going to take you to the city's existing comprehensive plan. Chapter 11 within that is the existing land use plan. I thought the best way to link it was just to the website and then chapter 11. So feel free to ask if you have any questions about that too. But, otherwise, I would encourage everyone to come look at the maps, move around, talk to your neighbors, talk to your strangers.
Yeah.
Count the carpet squares.
Color coded so we tell what's where.
This tells you how to read them, right?
Yeah. Well, and then, that's the current one. Let's see.